Welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Monday, March 30th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for joining me today. I hope everyone had a safe and at least a little bit enjoyable weekend as we are staying at home in Minnesota, at least, and social distancing around the country, trying to stay busy, trying to stay sane. Thank you for joining me. I was on the Exit Velocity podcast on Saturday night with Brent Herzog and Jordan Roerich. The podcast is posted on Twitter at @ExitVelo_BH, and I retweeted it a few times at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins as well. You can also find the episode from Saturday night on Apple Podcasts. Just search Exit Velocity Fantasy Baseball Podcast, and you'll find it. Subscribe and listen to a strong 75 or so minutes of all things Minnesota Twins. We had a great time. I think you'll enjoy it. It was three Minnesotans talking about our team. We talked a lot, I mean, many different topics. We talked about the AL Central and the rotation and the shortened season and what we're hoping for, what I'm hoping for at least, or maybe overly hopeful for. And it's worth mentioning that that deal was agreed upon on Friday. We talked about it, the deal between the Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball about things that they have set in the case of a canceled season and in a shortened season. Seems like their hope is as many games as possible. They want to play double headers. They want to play into October in the regular season. I'm on board with it all. Let's play as many games as possible. We need baseball back, and hopefully soon, as the virus tails off as we reach the summer months, we're all hoping. Today we're going to talk about the ever-consistent Twins career from Brad Radke. And I can't remember if I talked about Radke a little bit last week, but I'm looking deeper into these Twins pitchers because I have an article, or I was going to write an article. I've kind of the outline of an article of the top five Twins pitchers of all time. If you've been listening, you know I did the top five Twins hitters of all time. There was an article on The Athletic today from Andy McCullough. He put the best player at every number, and Adrian Beltre was 29, and Rodney Klein-Cruz should be 29, but he got snubbed. He was the number one Twins hitter of all time in my rankings. I think I'm going to do top five Twins pitchers this week at Twins Daily posting Friday night. Last Friday, I wrote about what would happen in the event of a canceled season for the Twins, what that means for their free agents, what it kind of means for a season that was supposed to be really, really special and still could be, and probably still will be, assuming that we get some resemblance of a year. So go check that out as well. And just go to twinsdaily.com. The content's flowing over there, even during this very uncertain and weird time for baseball and for the world. Go check it out. But to get back, I'm going to get deeper into these Twins pitchers. Really dug deep into the career of Brad Radke today, because not only do I think he's an underrated Twins pitcher, but certainly one of the most consistent. And because he was so consistent, his career was cut short. So it's kind of ironic in that way. You know, consistency was his thing, being consistently above league average, but also it caused him to endure a shoulder injury late in his career where he couldn't really pitch into his 30s. So let's look at Brad Radke. The Twins picked him in the eighth round of the 1991 draft. What a summer that was. He was an 18-year-old pitching prospect. You know, he was pitching at Jesuit High School in Tampa Bay, Florida. He was born in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, so a Midwest native there. 1991 was a special summer indeed for the Twins. I mean, they won the World Series. They acquired a top five starting pitcher in franchise history, if not top three, in Radke with the 206th pick. Radke was sent to finish the year on rookie ball. He pitched really well in 49 and two-thirds innings. He had a 3.08 ERA with 46 strikeouts, 8.3 strikeouts per nine. That was the highest number he ever posted in his career, and that was in under 50 innings of rookie ball in 1991. So never a strikeout pitcher by any means. In 1992, he pitched solely at single A as a 19-year-old for the Kenosha Twins. He was outstanding. Brad Radke was almost 3 years younger than the average player in the Midwest League, but produced a 2.93 ERA and 127 strikeouts in 25 starts. Amazing stuff for such a young pitcher. It just seemed like he had ice in his veins. The Twins, as they did, and maybe rightly so in Radke's case, played it very safe with his development. They didn't rush things. In 1993, he split his time between High A and Fort Myers with the Miracle and Double A in Nashville with the Express. It's fun seeing all the old affiliates, the Nashville Express, X-P-R-E-S-S. Even the Miracle are kind of washed away because they're now the Mighty Muscles, but they do remain in the Florida State League at High A and Fort Myers, so we still have that. in Twins history. Radke was good at high A with a 3.82 ERA in 92 innings that year, but he wasn't as good at double A. He had a 4.62 ERA in 76 innings. Nothing to scoff at there, but at high A, he was still 3 years younger than the average player in 93. And at double A, he was 4 years younger than the average player. He was playing with the big boys, and I'm sure that helped his development. So maybe they were a little bit more aggressive, bringing him up with the older players and getting him that exposure. He spent the whole year in Nashville with the Express in 1994 in double A, had his best minor league season by far, posted a 2.66 ERA, struck out 123 batters in 186 and one-thirds innings with only 34 walks. He ranked fifth in ERA among pitchers who made at least 20 starts. He walked the third least batters per nine and tied for third in the league with 12 wins. So I think this is a Brad Radke type of year in that not a lot of walks, low ERA, and just efficient. More than 20 starts, very consistent every fifth day, coming out there and pitching well. I don't always like to look at wins. He did have 12 that year. I only look at wins when it paints a good light on our Twins, right? Pitching wins have gotten scrutiny because a win or a loss, quote, shouldn't be linked to a pitcher a lot of the time. For example, if a pitcher throws six innings of one-run ball, but his team loses 1-0, that isn't his fault. The offense should be credited with that loss, and they are because the team is credited, but us, the pitcher is credited with the loss as well. But in 1994, Radke did win those 12 games. He helped a good Nashville team. The Twins then deemed that he was ready. Finally, Radke started 28 games for the Twins in 1995, never started less than 21 for the rest of his career. So just a model of consistency, starting 21-plus games every year of his career. He did have a 5.32 ERA his rookie year in his age 22 season because of a league-leading 32 home runs allowed. We know that this time was the steroid era, so a lot of home runs being hit, but that was one of two seasons where he was a below-average pitcher, only two seasons in terms of ERA+. In 10 of his 12 seasons, his ERA+ was 101 or above, and in eight of those, his ERA+ was 110 or more. He improved in his sophomore season to post an ERA of 4.46, ERA plus at 1.14. That was much more like him. He did give up 40 home runs that year in 1996, and that was a juice time in baseball. Therefore, Radke's 4.46 ERA was good for 14% above league average. So compare that with another juiced in a different way, 2019, juiced ball 2019. A 4.46 ERA was exactly the league average in 2019, but when Radke pitched in 1995, he was 14% above league average with a 4.46 ERA. So ERAs were just generally higher in the steroid era. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's guide-rated Withings Body Plus is the best overall smart scale in 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. Here's the deal. You can get 25% off a Withings Body Plus scale right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, that's withings.com, /MLB to get 25% off your body plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your body plus body composition scale. Brad Radke. The Twins, after deeming he was ready and he struggled a little bit in his rookie year, bounced back in his sophomore year. In 1997, he returned for his age 24 season and again improved. He led baseball with 35 starts, posted a 3.87 ERA. That was good for a 1.20 ERA plus. Radke finished third in Cy Young voting that year to only Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson. Radke had 20 wins, which ties him with 2004 Johan Santana for sixth most wins in Twins history. It's actually a nine-way tie between those two, Scott Erickson in 91, Kuzmin in 79, Colts in 77, Blylevin in 73, Boswell and Perry in 69 for an underrated Twins club I talked about 2 weeks ago, Dean Chance in 1967 and Camilo Pasquale in 1962, which was the second Twins season. So, again, don't like to look at pitcher wins, but Radke didn't win 20 games, and that was a big reason he finished third in Cy Young voting. As much as we hate those or that stat, it's still looked upon as a key one, I think, still today, and it was certainly in 1997. Radke made his first and only All-Star game in 1998 after posting a 2.77 ERA in the first half. Outstanding. That was the eighth lowest first half ERA in the league. He was a top 10 pitcher. It got ugly for him pretty quickly, though. His ERA in the second half was a whopping 6.27. We see this happen a lot. We just saw it happen with Martin Perez. Jose Barrios has a little bit of struggle in the second half, but that was unlike Radke to post the third highest ERA in the second half. In his career, he was generally better in the second half. He bounced back in 99 with a 3.75 ERA and 1.35 ERA plus in 218 and two-thirds innings. And then from 96 to 2001 altogether, only Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, and Brad Radke threw 210 or more innings in six straight seasons. Just unbelievable consistency and durability from Brad Radke. In his age 27 and 28 seasons in 2000 and 2001, Radke put up very eerily similar years. 226 innings pitched, ERA plus of 116 in 2000, 115 in 2001, 5.6 strikeouts per nine in 2000, 5.5 strikeouts per nine in 2001. The main difference was the walks. Radke led the American League with a 527 strikeout to walk ratio in 2001. He walked 26 batters. Radke pitched only 118 and one-third innings in 2002 because of a groin injury, posted an ERA of 4.72. That ERA plus was his only, or his one of two, as I mentioned, under 100, 95, which is still only 5% below league average. And he, of course, bounced back and pitched another 212-plus innings in 2003 as he now entered his 30s. He had a 4.49 ERA that was good for a 101 ERA plus, was once again an above-average starter, as we were used to seeing from him. His best season came in 2004, though. His numbers didn't jump off the page in respect to the league because of general run prevention that followed the steroid era, but Radke posted a career-low 3.48 ERA. If you remember, Johan Santana won the Cy Young Award that year. His ERA plus of 1.36 was also a career low, so just a 1-2 punch for the Twins there. He was outstanding, Radke. He struck out 143 batters in 219-plus innings, only 26 walks. His 5.50 strikeout-to-walk ratio was the lowest of his career and the third best in Twins history, behind the great 2014 season from Phil Hughes, where he struck out 186 and walked 16. Maybe we'll look deeper at Phil Hughes in the upcoming weeks. And then in 2005, a year after Radke, Carlos Silva struck out 71 and walked only 9. Smaller scale there. But Radke pitched with a torn labrum in his shoulder in his final 2 years, but was still above average. Following his career 2004, Radke, his ERA plus was 110. He struck out 117, walked 23 in 200-plus innings. In his final season in 2006, another Johan Cy Young season, Radke was strong again with an above-average 4.32 ERA and 12 more wins. So regular season Radke was a consistent strike thrower and a key cog in the Twins' rotation for his 12 seasons on the club. How about the postseason? Because this is big for the Twins. They haven't had a lot of postseason success since 91, when Radke was still moving through the system, got drafted, and eventually joining the Twins and becoming a top-five pitcher. So in 2002, he pitched in both the ALDS and the ALCS. Game one at Oakland in the ALDS, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 1. Game five, he pitched at Oakland again, 6 2/3, 1 earned run, 1. In the ALCS, he pitched 6 2/3 again, gave up 2 runs in Anaheim. They lost that game, but he only gave up 2 runs in 6-plus innings, which is outstanding in the playoffs, especially on the road in the ALCS. 2003, pitches at Yankee Stadium, gives up 2 runs in 6 1/3, lost. Twins lost. 2004, ALDS game 2 at the Yankees, 6 1/3, 5 earned runs. That was his worst start, other than the 2006 ALDS game 3 at Oakland, where he gave up 3 earned runs. But altogether, he pitched 35 innings in the playoffs, had a 3.60 ERA, 17 strikeouts, 8 walks, just himself in the playoffs. Model of consistency, 6-plus innings, 2 earned runs, quality start, outstanding stuff from Brad Radke in the postseason. It's hard to find Twins postseason success with some of their pitchers. I know Jack Morris for that 1 year in 91 was absolutely outstanding. And, you know, I know they've had Viola and they've had even Burt pitch really well in 91. But altogether, the Twins in their history have not, I think Burt pitched in 91. It might have been 87. I'm having trouble. I'm getting mixed up. But altogether, Brad Radke, let's look at his career Twins ranks. He's second in Twins WAR among all pitchers, 45.6. Seventh in ERA plus 13% above league average, 113. Third in innings pitched, third in strikeouts. And then from 1997 to 2001, he made 167 starts, which was tied for fourth. 4.06 ERA, 119 ERA plus was 16th in baseball, so he was a top 16 starter. 5.75 strikeouts per nine, 1.7 walks per nine, which was tied for fourth with David Wells in all of baseball. And then he threw 180 innings or more in 10 of his 12 seasons. His best Twin season was that 2004 year, right before he tore that shoulder labrum, or his shoulder labrum. He might have had it. I'm not sure. He might have had that torn labrum that year, too. He did say he pitched his last 2 years with the labrum injury in 2005 and 2006. He did finish third, as I mentioned, in Cy Young voting in 2007 because of his record and career high 174 strikeouts. Was never a strikeout pitcher, just threw a lot of strikes and got a lot of outs. He led baseball with just one walk per nine in 2001 and led the American League with a 5.27 strikeout to walk ratio that year. 26 walks, 137 strikeouts. Brad Radke is a top three Twins pitcher in history in my mind. Oh, geez, maybe he's top five because I think Burt, Johan, and Viola are probably three, but Radke's right there. Model of consistency, something that you take for granted because pitchers are so volatile, especially young pitchers, but he was just so consistently good for the Twins for 80-plus percent of the seasons that he played and then just worked through that shoulder injury at the end and unfortunately had to retire, but I'm sure he had more consistent seasons in him in his 30s if it weren't for that injury, and he would have probably been right up there in Twins WAR with Burt Blyleven. So Brad Radke, phenomenal career, one of the more underrated starters, and I'm glad I got to talk about him today, and I'm sure I'll mention him in the future too. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Twins. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Twins or Locked On Tigers or Locked On Royals or Locked On, not White Sox, I'm kidding. Love you, Herb. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's sunny here in Minneapolis, so maybe I'll go sit on the deck for a while. Have a great day. Go Twinks. We'll be back tomorrow.